Hey, Ben, just looking at your numbers, especially the last couple of weeks, you would seem to be having a career year. You talk about whether that's the case in your mind, and, you know, as you get older, shouldn't you be having a career year now?
Well, you know, we're becoming a balanced team. I'm understanding the offense more, a lot more involvement. I think that helps. I think numbers and production will show that. But I'm still, you know, I'm not satisfied. I don't think I'm playing well, and I'm playing up to my capabilities. I want to keep trying to improve.
Ben, you've been around long enough to know what kind of player Aaron Smith is. How big is that loss?
Huge. One of the most destructive defensive linemen, maybe one of the best in the game, that obviously doesn't get the recognition he deserves. I mean, just should be a Pro Bowler every year, and run stopper. He disrupts offenses, and it's huge that we're going to miss him.
Ben, when you look at this rivalry, I mean, from Cleveland's perspective, they still look at it as a rivalry, but the Steelers have been so dominant. Do you guys still view it in the same heated passion that maybe Cleveland does, or do you look at Baltimore as now your more natural rival?
No, you know what? It's any team in the AFC North is a pretty heated rivalry. You know, being so close to Cleveland, you know, I think that you still ask anybody in this locker room, they still have this, you know, rivalry with Cleveland. It doesn't really matter what the series record is. It doesn't matter what the team's individual records are. All that's thrown out the window when these two teams go against each other.
Ben, you've been fortunate to have such a stable organization around you. You know, Quinn's been benched here, and he's a big story here. I'm just wondering, can you articulate what it means to have the stability around you that you enjoy?
I have been blessed. You're exactly right. It's hard because I don't know any other way. All I know is from what I hear from other people. But it's awesome to have the coaching staff, to have the ownership that we have. It really is a player's dream. I mean, I really can't say anything else other than I am lucky and blessed.
Ben, can you talk a little bit about what Rashard Mendenhall has meant to you guys' offense here in his second year?
Rashard's done a great job. I think his whole thing was trying to come back strong this year and, you know, prove that all the little bit of chatter that had kind of happened, you know, about was he a bust? You know, what was he worth the high pick? And I think he's done a great job of proving those people wrong, that he was definitely worth it. And I think that filling in for Willie and running the ball hard, catching, you know, doing the extra little things to help this offense and to help himself, I think have really been noticed.
Looking at some of the Pittsburgh columnist takes on one of the penalties that happened the other day, they took it as a sign that on the pick where it was reversed by a penalty, they took it as a sign that you're being recognized not by the media but in the league now as one of the elite guys.
You know what? It's you know, obviously, you know, you have to be careful with how you talk about the penalties and everything that happened out there. But I think that's the first one I've gotten in a while. And you know, I think it was one of those things that I don't know if the guy went. You know, he obviously went low and hit my leg. I don't think, was he tripped? Did he fall? Was he pushed? I don't really know. I don't think it was a dirty play on his part at all. I think what happened was it was a scare. You know, my knee was bent back in a funny way, and the referee took it as him going low and interpreted the rule that way.
Ben, in your nine games against the Browns, I think there's been nine, seems or in half of them since Wembley's been on the Browns team. Sometimes the game comes down to you breaking free from him and making a play. I wonder if you've seen a different Wembley on tape so far under this new system.
Well, yes, him. I've seen, you know, that the defense in whole is playing incredibly well. I mean, doing some things that we've never seen before, some different blitzes, some combination things. I think they all are kind of playing, I don't know, inspired or what it is, but they're just they all look different. And Wembley in particular, I mean, he seems to be coming off that edge and making plays, and he's always been a force to be reckoned with, but he just seems to really step his game up even more this year.
Ben, you were, if I'm not mistaken, a senior at Miami the last time Cleveland beat Pittsburgh. Do you remember watching that game? Do you know Tim Couch? Doesn't it seem like ancient history?
I know of Tim Couch. I don't know him.
But, you know, in terms of, 11 in a row, is it almost like how can the rivalry still exist? You say that, and I believe you, that you guys still talk about it, but why is that? Why is the game important when you've won 11 in a row?
Well, I think I think a lot has to do with, just being the North, AFC North. I think the Browns Bengals, Browns Ravens, Browns Steelers, every team, whoever they play, I think there's just a natural rivalry that occurs. I think it goes beyond the last 11 times we've played or the last 5 years. It goes way back to before I was ever a Steeler, before I was ever here. And the closeness of the cities, I think it goes to the fans. I think the fans, I would assume, have a general hatred towards the other fans. I think it's because the two cities are so similar, and I just think that they want to compete against each other.
Every quarterback wants to throw the ball a lot, and you're doing that probably at a higher rate than you ever have, I think. Is there any conversation internally about, hey, we can't lose our mentality of the ground game, and is it too tempting for Arians to just put the game in your hands?
Well, I think we're doing what we want to do. We're a balanced offense, and that's what we need to be. I think that's what every team needs to do to be successful in this league. And I think we've got the personnel to do that. We've got great wide receivers and tight ends. The running backs are doing great things, not just in the run game, but in the pass game. And, we have to make sure, and I think we did a good job last week, of not taking our foot off the gas pedal. And what we've done in the past when I've been here, just run the ball on first down, run the ball on second down, and maybe throw it on third. We have to continue to just run our offense no matter what part of the game we're in and who we're playing and what the score is.
Speaking of Bruce, who, of course, was here for a while, Ben, how has your relationship with him evolved in the last couple, 3 years when he's been coordinator? What kind of a coordinator is he?
It's been awesome. I'm glad that the Browns got rid of him so we could get him. Just been blessed to have him as my coordinator, as someone that I think we work together. I don't think he views his role or his job as kind of telling me what to do. I think we both look at each other like we help each other. He's the coordinator, but we kind of co-coordinate things together, and it really has been great. He's made me a lot better of a quarterback and player.
Ben, when you look at the Browns on paper, you see the 1-4. You've been very complimentary of what you see on film. More specifically, defensively, what concerns you about this Browns football team?
Well, I think the level that they're playing at right now. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and they're flying around. They do a lot of, Belichicking, if you will, different kinds of blitzes, different confusing looks. We saw some things where Big Rogers is running, getting a 5-yard head start and trying to hit the line, things like that you're just not used to seeing. And I think that their confusion and the level that they're playing, they're just seem to be faster and hitting harder. And for whatever that reason is, maybe it's an internal reason, but they just seem to be playing really well right now.
Ben, it's kind of an old story, but now it'll be recycled by the end of the year. Do you expect Cowher to be coaching next year?
No, I don't, honestly. I think all of us thought when he first left that he'd be back in a year or two, and I think that enough time has passed that he's probably happy with what he's doing, and I really don't see him coming back.
Sorry to belabor this year after year, but the Browns passed you by, and now you've been
they did.
I read it somewhere. You're older now, and I don't know if you take a more mature look on that, but it looks like, it changed both franchises when they didn't take you. It changed Cleveland, they handed you over to the division rival.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy they did. Back then I wasn't, but now I am, and I wouldn't trade where I am now for anything, and what pick I went, and I'm kind of happy here.